Patio. I am here as one of your hosts. Today, you know what? I am actually just going to be good old-fashioned syphilis. That's going to be my name and title for today's episode. And just because, you know, awareness.
Get tested.
Yes, get tested. It is important to get tested. And for syphilis, there's a lot of symptoms that are apparent, and there are a lot that are not apparent. So...
You but it could be know. Deadly.
It can be deadly, though. So please get tested.
I don't know how to follow that up. I don't know what disease to be.
I mean, typically after syphilis, you just go get some like McDonald's or something.
Syphilis and McNuggets.
That sounds tasty.
So, I'm Danny, and we are here. We have done a lot over the past few weeks, and we're here to share. We're here to share some of our journeys and adventures.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. I feel like I went through my whole early 20s all over again in the span of a month and a half. We went through... pandemic, which is still happening. There's this thing called the Lambda variant now, which has a cute sounding name, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty deadly. So, you know, there's
cute little Lambda.
Right, like, oh, that's Lambda. Don't bother her. but career change. Camping for like the first time on my own with friends in a tent. Ooh. And I know, I felt so butch. I felt real butch. We can talk about it. and then what? Now we're getting back to, we're developing new careers and then also possibly going back into another pandemic on top of this one.
And, bitch, the Drag Race finale is almost here. On top of all that.
That's the tea. That's it. So I didn't watch today's episode. If you're wondering what today is, it is Thursday on the good Lord's year of August. And I think it's what, the 12th or something?
It is the 12th.
So if you're wondering what episode is the most recent, that's the one. But okay, first, can we talk about something? I'm confused. On the Paramount Plus app, why does every episode have Wednesday's date? It always has Wednesday's date.
I don't know. Maybe because I know that it comes out at 3 a.m. on Thursdays. But that's like midnight on Wednesday on the other coast. So maybe that's why.
That makes sense. Okay.
How often do you up at 3 a.m.? I'm not. I just read that online. And then every night when it's Wednesday, I'm like, should I stay up? And I'm like, no, I shouldn't stay up. So I put myself to bed and then I watch it on Thursday.
So I've gotten into the season. I always watch it when I'm ironing my clothes in the morning. But I didn't iron my clothes today, so I didn't get to watch it yet. But now Drag Race is like this routine that's a part of my life, but it's not a boring routine. It's like, oh, I'm ironing my clothes. Oh, what? That's the lip sync assassin? Like, it's kind of fun. Like, what do you think of the season?
It's fun. I like it. I am intrigued as to how they're doing the twist this season. And it's... Well, you haven't caught up... You're not caught up yet, but they haven't revealed much yet, but it's coming. It's all that's been mentioned.
Okay.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for what I think it's going to be. But other than that, also Drag Race Holland season 2 has come out last week.
Okay. I saw clips from the runway and I was like, how is this out? I didn't even know it happened yet. Okay. I better get back into Holland now.
Yeah. That was a good episode too. I watched that and... The finale of Drag Race España was not too long ago. Mm-hmm. That was good. I was happy with those results.
Okay. I have to watch Drag Race España's finale. I have to watch Holland's first episode. And I got to get caught up in All Stars. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of Drag Race to get through.
Lots of Drag Race.
Okay. So this season, because have we talked about All Stars on the podcast at all yet?
I don't think so. Not really. I think we vaguely like touched on it in the beginning.
Okay, let's just give a final four of who you think's making it. Isn't this the final four now?
Yes.
Okay, then you already know. So I'm just gonna give my prediction, and I hope that I'm right when I watch it. I want it to be Trinity, Raja, Ginger, and Sonique.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie Sonique. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's a strong top four. Originally, I had a top four, like, when the first, like, cast was first announced. Now, my winner is Raja O'Hara. Oh, really? I am in love with Raja this season.
She is amazing this season.
Yeah, it's been fire.
Yes. She is, like, my dream.
Right and all now. Her runways are purple.
I used to not like purple, but her runways are sitting.
Ugh, I love purple. It's one of my favorite colors.
And now I can't say it. Stop saying I'm not gagging. Like, in my head, I just think I'm like, I'm not gagging. Well, I'm excited to see what happens with this finale. I'm hoping that the game within the game is going to be something truly, like, epic, since we've been waiting this long.
Yeah, like, I was, like, ready for it to happen, like, halfway, like usual.
Yeah.
But I just hope that whoever gets whatever, or, like, probably gets a shot at, like, the finale or something is what I'm assuming. I just hope they don't waste that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Don't give it to someone who is not, like, gonna be top four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. I hope they don't do that.
Yeah.
That would suck.
And not to, like, say, like, anyone doesn't deserve top four, but it's just, like, at this level in the game, you know where, like, where everyone's competing at, and it's, like, they have to be at that same level.
Yeah. Yeah, they really have to. You can't be coming in just busted and broke it, like, oh, I was the underdog and I'm still playing that role. It's like, no, you had a chance, that you should be here fighting. Yeah. I hope it's not, like, this is my fear, and I hope it's not this, that whoever can come back, if that's what they're doing, is the lip sync assassin for, like, all four lip syncs. I'm like, no, I don't want that. That's not a game within a game. That's just, what was it, season 11 all over again? I'm okay.
I feel like I just want it to go down, like, if it's a top four now and they bring someone back, I don't want it to go down to top five and then four again. I want it to go down to, like, three.
Yeah.
Or, like, let it get down to, like, three and then bring someone back and then bring it back down to three.
I would like that. If it was, like, somebody was coming back into the competition and, like, say it went up to five, I want it to be like, we're cutting three, you bitches. There will only be two.
Mm-hmm.
And then that I'll be here for. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Give me a little bloodshed while we get this going. Something fun. Which, speaking of bloodshed, Dracula, is there any update on that coming back?
Not that I've heard. Okay. I haven't seen anything since the announcement of season four casting or auditions are being accepted. And that's for $100,000 this time.
Yes.
So it's going to be fierce.
Okay, I'm ready to be traumatized. That's what I want. I want to see them make somebody eat worms and spiders. Like, make like a spider spaghetti.
I think of all the things that they could do to me, eating stuff is the worst.
I used to love watching the eating show on Fear Factor.
Oh, no.
This, I'm like, I don't know just yet.
Oh, yeah, no, like, live tarantulas.
Oh, no. I came along to the television. Who was it had to eat it?
Landon Sider.
Yeah, I couldn't even look at the fucking television. I was like, nope. I just put my head down. I would have gone home that moment. I'd be like, fuck y'all, fuck this, I don't care. Get away from me.
Imagine. No. But it's fun. It's fun. So what else is new? What's been going on with life?
So, you know, life, it has a crazy way of doing shit to you, but in all good ways. So first things first, I didn't think I was going to ever be able to get a real bank account ever again in my life after all the shit that happened with the check fraud and my ex. I had a bank account. Like, a bitch has a full bank account with the checkbook that I balanced today.
Yes.
I was like, what? I felt official writing in numbers. So I was like, okay, this is real cute. This is fun. So I'm going to, you know, transfer out of this, like, very sketchy bank that I'm a part of right now. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure it was, like, funneling drug money or something.
It's like, a front.
It's got to be a front. I just called them because I was trying to deposit a check, and they were like, yeah, so you have to have this score, and you have to do this. And I'm like, girl, what are you talking about? A score to deposit a check? I'm not asking you for money. I'm literally saying, take my money. And it was my driving force. So I applied for a bank account, and I got one.
Hooray.
Yes.
What bank did you go with?
I went with ESL Federal Credit Union. Ooh. Now, they're not sponsoring us, but their jingle is real cute. I called, and I was like, oh, this is fun. And when I called, people actually gave me information about my bank, not what they were reading off of paper. I was like, oh, this is really good to know.
Customer service.
Yes. The luxury of that, I cannot deny how good it felt. So anybody who is not in that situation where you think you can't get a bank account, apply and see if you have it. You might actually find out that you might be eligible to get a bank account now. So I'm just saying, just do it, because I refuse to call for help again. And then they read me what was in the email that prompted me to call. They literally read it back word to word for me. I was like, this makes no fucking sense. And the other part of that, a little bit back to camping and getting this manly macho thing happening, I am loving the outdoors, building fires, going to campgrounds and shit, and I'm going to do it again with more gay people all the time during the summer.
Gay camping.
Gay camping is fun.
Very fun.
It's so much fun. We did a tent the first time. It was amazing. And sleeping in a tent that I actually put up myself felt very rewarding. It was like, oh, this is nice. It's shelter. And then this next camping trip, really, even we're going tomorrow. It's going to be super exciting. And I'm taking a potential, mate these days with me. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't have expectations, which I'm very happy about. The only expectation I do have is that my pussy gets knocked to Kingdom Come. Like, that's what I do want. I want to get destroyed in the woods.
So, now, is this going to be an overnight visit?
Yes. Yes. So the suitor is staying with us both nights and then leaving in the morning. So I'm like, oh, this will be nice and fun.
Awesome.
And then when I'm like super blackout drunk from the dance party, what? I have somebody who can take advantage of me that I consent to taking advantage of me. Let's do this. Let's do this. I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm only eating grass all week.
Well, you have to experience tent sex.
Yes. I'm intrigued to see how this is going to happen, because he is quite taller than me, and my tent is like perfect for my size. So I'm like, how is this going to work?
Tent sex reminds me of like dorm room sex, where it's like you're kind of working with very limited space. It's like, you know, you get your twin XL bed.
You're kind of maneuvering, yeah, playing Jenga.
You're like shifting here, going there, but once you get going, it is what it is.
We're going to see how this works. I'm excited for this.
It's fun. No complaints.
We're going to see. We will see what happens. If it doesn't work in the tent, then we're just going to the car. And I'm going to get some dick. I have made it my mission. So. aside from that, the only other new thing that I'm super happy that I got to experience, got to go to South Carolina, see some of my family that I haven't seen in a long time, and learn a little bit of family history. South Carolina, from what I saw, and I say that, huge disclaimer, was not as racist as I thought it was going to be. I haven't experienced a lot of it, so I can't say what else happens there. Mm-hmm. At least the area that I was in and near, it wasn't Trump country.
What area was that?
That was Somerville, 25 minutes from Charleston.
Okay.
So it wasn't bad. We went to Myrtle Beach. It was cute there. So, you know, I enjoyed it.
Okay. My family's there. I believe they're in Charlotte, though.
Ah, okay.
Where? Is that North Carolina?
That's North Carolina.
That's North Carolina.
Yeah.
I think they lived in South Carolina at one point, but I don't remember.
All of it seemed really nice, and everything was super nice. And it brought me back to being in Texas, where every store you go into has fried chicken. Oh, yeah. I was in fried chicken heaven.
Yeah, it's fried chicken heaven.
Oh, when I tell you I ate so much fried chicken. Oh, my God. Bacock. I think that's what the chickens say. Oh, my God. It's deep but delicious.
Awesome. Awesome. So well, so COVID update is my niece and my sister have both gotten COVID. They're doing well at the moment. They're quarantining. But it just kind of goes to show how, like, you know, you can take all the measures, you can be super safe. My niece is like under a year. She just turned one. Then my sister is vaccinated and she already had COVID. So this is her second time having COVID. So that just goes to show you still can't stop taking too many precautions. So she's actually said this time she has the Delta variant, which is, as we all know, worse. But she said it's not hitting her as hard as the first time she had it. So that's likely due to having been vaccinated already.
Right.
So definitely, if you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, go out there, get vaccinated. You should be able to get it for free with or without insurance. And if you don't have insurance, try to connect with someone in your community, because there's a lot of changes that have happened with the American Rescue Act that will make insurance accessible to you a little bit more than it was before.
Go to cdc.gov. They can actually give you sites where you can get assistance getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
It is important.
Yes, yes, yes. So get vaccinated. Get topped.
I think I'm going to start wearing a mask everywhere again. Like, I've been relatively laxed in certain spaces, but I still was finding myself before, like, when I go to a fast food restaurant, I'll put a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I'm going to the store, like, especially Walmart, because there's always tons of people in there, or white bins, always shitloads of people, I always put a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think I'm just going to do it like I was doing before, wherever I go, other than my house, I'm going to wear a mask.
Yep.
It sucks to put a mask back on, I'm not gonna lie, but I'd rather protect me and myself and the people around me too.
Right.
So
yeah, so I mean, just use your common sense, listen to the science, and keep washing your hands.
Yes.
Don't stop because the pandemic may or may not be over.
Can we talk about washing? I have to have a serious conversation about it. Because I've heard some very disturbing things in the last couple of weeks. So at first I heard of people only washing, like, from their shoulders down to their waist. Fine. You're still in the shower, you're washing. But now there's, like, this crusade of people who are saying, I don't take baths for weeks at a time. I just touch up the hot zones and that's it. And I am so concerned. I'm so very concerned. Because I mean, that's great that you're at least splashing some water and trying to hit the hot zones, which I don't know if all of us are, but you're still covered in the germs every place else.
See, so I look at it two ways, right? So, like, part of me, like, is intrigued at the idea of the musk. But then the other part of me is like, there's a point where the musk to me just kind of becomes, like, just pungent. And it's like, It's no longer
musk.
Yeah.
It's no longer musk. It's just stink.
So, I mean, some people like that.
That's true.
But, I mean, I guess generally speaking, I mean, imagine just going to, like, the supermarket and, like, your 4-week-old underwear you haven't showered.
It's, like, I can understand, you know, not showering at all for specific reasons or things that can happen, but I just can't sit there myself for, like, days on end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if, well, I'm having a lazy day, I'm gonna brush my teeth and maybe not shower for a day.
Yeah, but, well, see, for me, it's not even so much to, like, okay, like, the smell, even if you're like, if you're doing some kind of like touching up the hot zones, whatever that means, like, I feel like you're managing, right. You know, some cleanliness. You're doing some cleanliness. But for me, the big part about it is like, if I sweat, like, okay, yeah, maybe it does, I don't look dirty, but I feel like that on me, and it feels like there's, I don't know, filth on me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And dead skin cells on top of that, like if you rub your skin and you haven't showered, like, it's gonna start like coming into like basically dirt.
Yeah. It's going to flake off and turn into dirt.
And I don't know. I mean, I just, part of me is like weird about the idea of, oh, I spilled something and it's just gonna like sit on me. And I don't know. I don't know. I understand the, like, if the whole like smell idea intrigues you, great. But there's just a point where it's like, it's a comfort thing. And it's like, I don't feel comfortable if I'm not cleanly to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. I'm like, I at least have to have a good little wash just to feel like, okay, the day is off of me.
Yeah. Also, like, health-wise, like, it's going to be, like, you're creating breeding grounds for, like, bacterial infections or, like, fungal infections, like, ringworm or a jock itch, athlete's foot, like that's gonna come from not bathing, mm-hmm. or showering.
Have you ever had a ringworm?
Ringworm is on your underarm?
So you can get them anywhere. No. Like, you can get it anywhere. I had a ringworm from going in the woods as a kid on the back of my cap, and the scar is still there. Like, it was there for, it was this little ring, and it was the creepiest fucking looking thing. Mm-hmm. But I was like a country kid, and we would be out in the woods just doing dumb shit. Somehow we all got infected with ringworm. And mine got on my cap. Oh my god, it was the weirdest thing ever. And you're just like, well, you just have to make sure you shower after coming from the woods. I never missed a shower the day after that. I was like, I want this fucking thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. That, yes, that's just my take.
Okay. I don't know. It was something that's on my head. I've been reading in the news. I've been seeing people talk about, I'm going to tell you why I don't bathe. And I'm like, well,
I saw something about how Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher said they don't like to bathe their kid too often. Yes.
Until they see the dirt on the kid.
Something like that.
That confuses me, because like, kids are always dirty. So what dirt are you specifically looking for? And why does your child just have dirt on them? I don't know. It's a rant.
All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk more about gay camping and camping in general. And we'll give some tips to anyone that may not have been camping ever and yes. wants to go camping.
Yes.
Like a little faggot. Yay. And we're back from our commercial break. How are you doing?
I'm refilled and refreshed with a seltz combined with alcohol.
Ooh.
So you know, look, yes.
A little ETOH.
Yes, ETOH. fantastic. How about yourself?
Good, refreshed, and really excited about camping now, because it's in less than 24 hours, and I really want to go in the pool. Yeah, even though camping and pool don't typically go together.
We're not swimming in a lake. We are not doing it.
Oh, the lake is not swimmable in a pool.
We're going to be in the pool. Oh my god, I'm bringing coconut liquor. I feel like I should have coconut while I'm drinking, because it's going to make me feel like I'm on vacation.
Maybe I'll buy, maybe I should go buy a big floaty.
Yes! Do it! You gotta go into the deep end.
Okay, that shit's scary.
As long as you hold on to the floaty, you will not die.
Someone's gonna die.
Someone's getting murdered in their tent. It's okay. We just focus on the water. If you get one of those big inflatable rubber ducky ones, oh my gosh. I've always wanted to ride one of those things. So, gay camping is a thing. I didn't realize that this was a community. This is like boat life. You know, like people live on boats and shit, and they're all like sunburned and out here with the barnacles. I learned that from SpongeBob. Amazing. But gay camping, how'd you get into this? You have far more experience doing this than me.
Like a year. Not even.
That's huge!
So, yeah, I mean, we heard about this campground that was, like, for gay men, specifically, and I was like, well, that just sounds fun. Just, like, a lot of, like, no straight people-ness happening. And I appreciate when that happens. It's okay, so nothing against straight people, obviously, but like there's just some when you're an underrepresented community, there's just something about like having full representation.
Yes, yes. Where you can just do gay shit and not have it be called gay shit.
Yeah, it's just shit.
It's just shit. I'm just doing shit. Yeah. So, like if I want to hold this man's hand, fine. Right. Nobody's gonna look at me. Oh, they're so brave. Or like, I don't want
like, I don't want to be brave.
Right.
I want to be another faggot. Yes. In the woods.
Just let me blend in as the other gay face here. That's all I want.
Yeah, and then just like culturally, I feel like it's nice to like hear people like be vocally gay and like in the way they talk and the things they say and then the way they dress or their nakedness is just like it's a whole package. It's an experience of like it's like a mini paradise.
Yeah,
where you don't have to worry about like the straight white man if you will.
So now that I have learned from what you were explaining to me earlier about this group that was Trump and like they had LGBTQ, but it all meant other things. Every time I think of trucks, I think of cis, straight, white men. And I have to say, the last time we were camping, I didn't see a single fucking pickup truck, and I was so happy. I was like, oh my god, I'm safe.
I actually love how pickup trucks look, and I want one even though I don't want to drive it.
I want one, but all I imagine is the Trump supporters and the big ones that are like,
America. Like, monster trucks.
I just want to be a
Mountain
gay.
Dew.
Oh, what does Mountain Dew have to do with that?
Google it.
Oh, I need to Google this. Oh my god, what? Please don't tell me Mountain Dew is racist.
No, just racist white people love Mountain Dew for some reason. I mean, it's good, I get it, but it's an unfortunate correlation.
Damn! We can have shit! So if I'm walking down the street with a bottle of Mountain Dew, it's gonna be like, yep, MAGA. Damn! Well, now I know. It is nice to have that experience. Just gay people around, queer people. I don't know what it is, it just feels like when I am surrounded by queer people, I feel like I'm around a group of people who know, let's enjoy this because the world outside of this is shit.
Yeah.
So let's have some fun while we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just nice to let your guard down. And I think that's partially a big part of it, actually. But I think just being able to really relax as opposed to like, if I go on vacation to Florida with my boyfriend and we go to the pool, it's going to be like, oh, well, like, oh, they're a gay couple. And it's like, you know what I mean? And it's like, and it's just, I don't want to be that. I just want to be like, oh, you guys are just here at the pool. Like, being at the pool.
Yes.
Okay. It's like, I don't want to be like, oh, no one else here is wearing a Speedo. I don't want to be like, oh, like, no one else here is showing their asshole. Like, god damn it.
You just want to be included other assholes can be shown, and it doesn't have to be an issue.
Literally.
Okay, because you have definitely vacation more with your partner, mm-hmm. I want to ask you, what is it like when you do finally have a space where you're at, let's say, not even a gay or a queer inclusive place. Let's say you're on a vacation anyplace else. Mm-hmm. Let's say Florida specifically. Just because it's hot, it's sunny, you're on the beach. When you're there, what are the things that you think about that you don't have any concern when it comes to being at a specifically queer place?
I feel like little things like, can I show like PDA towards my boyfriend? I think is a big one. Without it, like, kind of being like, oh, like heads turning, people looking. Mm-hmm. So like, even if it's just like hand holding or like being close to each other or like kissing or whatever, there's always that in the back of my mind. I'm like, they're like, that's potentially dangerous in parts of the world, given the right timing, or any part of the world, given the right timing. So I think that's really kind of my biggest thing, where you're always worried, like, am I safe? Am I being judged? And I think those are the two big questions that are always lingering when you're out in public, just anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's in your own neighborhood, sometimes you're like, well, like, oh, like, I don't know, like, people are looking at me, or like, I've been walking down the street in my own neighborhood, like, with my boyfriend, and, like, just, like, if we're coming into, like, a crowd of, like, a bunch of, like, straight-looking men, like, we're gonna let go of hands just because it feels threatening.
Which is terrible! Like, and not even on your part, on those people's parts who have created this environment.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, so I guess it's nice to have a little getaway. And, I mean, there's gay cruises, there's gay, like, resorts and, like, stuff like that. So I want to try all of it.
I want to go on this adventure with you. The cruise, I want to wait a little bit longer. Let them do another scientific experiment with other people. And then I'm there. I feel the same way. I have to say, I feel the exact same way. Just, I am just out loud gay. If you see me, you know I suck dick. It is just who I am. I can't hide it. And I'm not going to. And whenever I'm on vacation, I'm like, damn it. Someone's going to be like, oh, look at how you ass. Or some shit. And I'm mm-hmm. like, what the fuck, man? Because I'm not going to turn away. Just Andrew himself is just going to be like, fuck you, bitch. Like, out loud. And then we got World War II. But I love how it feels to be in a queer environment, especially like this, like camping in a tent. I would never feel safe if I was not in a gay campground. Because mm-hmm. I feel like it would be like, just like you and you at the hotel, you go on a vacation somewhere, and people are like, oh, that's the gay couple in room 316. Bitch, how do you know my room number? Like, you know exactly where I'm at, and we're only at this resort for the weekend. That is scary. So, like, at a gay campground, it's just like, oh, I don't know where his tent is, bitch, find him at the party. Something like that. It feels more comfortable, and I feel like I'm not being watched by people. Mm-hmm. But then I also hate the fact that...
It's kind of like when you go to, one of those gyms where people go out to, like, bodybuild, and you're, like, obviously not that, and you're like, oh, I just... No, people are, like, staring at me. Like,
I just came here for the elliptical, girl.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, where is the Stairmaster?
I know that pain. I've gone to gyms, and the cardio fucking theater is always next to the bodybuilding area. It's like, can we have them separated? I'm just here to listen to a podcast and run. That's it.
Yeah, but I guess it's kind of like that.
So, when you first went on your first camping trip, you went on it and you experienced that. What was the feeling you had? Or was there anything you brought home from that experience? You're like, this is something I want to continue.
Gay camping or camping?
I would say gay camping, regular camping. We could, well, I hate the word regular. Stupid. Other camping.
Straight camping.
Straight camping. We call it straight camping.
I definitely liked that everyone seemed like super chill, and I guess that's true of the camping community in general, but I feel like maybe it's more noticeable because in the gay community there is so much like bitchiness and cattiness and clickiness that like when it's not there you can really like enjoy it and appreciate it.
Okay.
So yeah, like everyone was super nice, everyone says hi to you, everyone. Like, we, random people would give us rides back to our tent because they were like, oh, you need a ride? Like, here, hop in the back. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay, thank you. So, yeah, it was just nice, a sense of, like, a little community. Mm-hmm. But what about you?
My first time, that was your birthday. That was tons of fun. That was before I had actually camped.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there and just ended up in random people's tents with blackout drunk. But it was so much fun. Everybody, again, was super nice, like you said. It was beautiful to be outside, like, just one with nature. And I think the thing that I enjoyed the most was I felt like there was no mask I had to wear. It was just like, I'm here, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy it. You're enjoying it. Boom.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of gay you are.
Yeah. You could just be any gay. Like, there was a plethora of gays there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, all of us.
Yeah. I also, like, love seeing the old gays because it's, like, goals, you know?
Yes. Oh. When I talk to an old gay couple, they're like, yeah, we're retiring here to camp forever. I'm like, I want that. Give me that.
Right.
I just need to stay here, bitch. And make bonfires all fucking the rest of the days of my life. Here for it.
Right.
I love
how they decorate the campsites. It's amazing.
I think I have experienced more gay things at camp than I have ever experienced. Wow, that's probably what every boy says. Like, if you go to Boy Scouts, your kids are gay. When they go camping, it gets pretty damn gay. So, I'm not going to generalize Boy Scouts like that. Not everybody's gay. But that is one of those things they have to say. It was, like, a fun experience where I was like, I'm going to pick up dirt. I would never pick up dirt in the straight world. I don't know what's wrong with straight dirt, so I'm not picking it up.
All right, so what are some things, so if you had to give people tips, what are some camping essentials that everyone needs? And then after that, we'll add in the gay essentials.
Okay. One major essential, especially if you're like me and I like to drink water all the time, bring your own damn water. Mm-hmm. Have it ready or have a reasonable source to get your water. If you have like a life straw, a filter for like outdoors specifically, get it. No matter where you go, even if the campsite has water there on the tap or something, you don't know how long it's been there. You don't know where it's coming from, the source or anything. Bring bottled water, even though it's the devil. Bring it in that scenario so you have it.
Yeah. Or jugs.
Or jugs, yes. Have a way to purify your own water if you want to do that.
Or know how to do a really good rain dance.
Yes, rain dance. I wish, bitch, we are about to get into like some intense survivalist camping. I'm buying the survival gear.
Okay.
Like skin our own fish or whatever that is and do all that other shit. We're doing it.
Okay.
We're going like Bear Grylls.
All right, let's do it.
Full production crew to provide things that we can't eat. But it's going to happen. Another thing that I'm going to say is an essential. Make sure you bring bug repellent. Make sure you bring it. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, it's going to be the bugs. And like I was pretty good like the very first time, this last time we went, which was like my first time in the tent, I wish I had more protection.
Mm-hmm.
I just, something with DEET in it, I think is what it's called, I was Googling. That was one that was really good at repelling certain types of bugs, specifically mosquitoes and spiders. I hate spiders. So that is going to be another thing. And then my third big thing, do not just bring citrus-based drinks.
Yes, please.
my stomach was fucked. Yes. I still can't drink lemonade to this day after drinking it for 3 days straight. So bring other things that are not citrus based.
Yes, good call. Especially when you're drinking liquor. It's just like all the acidity in your stomach.
I literally went to Wendy's and got one of their natural lemonades. I was like, it's been a month. I can drink lemonade. I took a sip and immediately got heartburn. So I don't know what I did this last trip, but fuck citrus stuff.
Okay, yeah, definitely some good essentials. I would say for essentials, I always bring a knife. A knife is always going to be handy in some way, shape, or form, whether it's like to like cut packaging open for like snacks that you bring or whatever, or whether it's to like cut a rope that you need, or I don't know, just like they're always handy.
I've noticed you always have an edged weapon. I'm here for it.
Yeah, just for a nice clean stabbing.
Darn it. So, with your essentials, let's say you have things now that you've been multiple times camping. What are things that you would say wasn't essential originally, but you really don't use when you camp?
Usually, and sometimes I'll still throw one or two in there. But like I used to think like forks, but like anything you're cooking is really going to be mostly eaten with hands, or especially if you're just cooking over a fire and not a grill. And yeah, like if you do hot dogs, burgers, you don't need forks. So forks really kind of seem important, but they're not very. Then what else? I would say, what seems important but wasn't really. I mean, firewood is always accessible wherever you go camping. So, if you don't have it, I wouldn't stress. It kind of seems like a thing you should bring, but like some campgrounds have a policy where you aren't supposed to technically bring in wood from outside. But I mean, just know whether there's going to be a source of wood, and if not, bring it. But don't stress if you can't, and they're going to have it. But other than that, I feel like most stuff I packed for camping has been pretty handy at some point or another.
Okay. What's your typical packing list?
Typical packing list? Well, where do I start? Because I guess it's a pretty big list. So obviously you've got like your foods and essentials. You've got your kitchen stuff, you know. Knives, napkins, pasta cups, stuff like that. Your clothes. Definitely the bug repellent. If you're white, you need sunscreen. I've learned. Because my boyfriend's white. Not because I need it.
I love that. I didn't burn. He burned.
He burned. He chose to burn. what else? Lights, like whether a flashlight or glow sticks or something like that.
Definitely. Have you ever used a lantern?
I did because we had a citronella candle that was in the shape of a lantern. So we would use that.
Okay.
Lanterns or, but yeah, make sure you have some kind of flashlight, battery powered something.
Okay.
I also pack a portable spare battery just in case there's not enough outlets or something like that, or no outlets whatsoever.
Okay.
Extension cords. You definitely need to run those because you'll have very limited outlets. And I feel like other than that, those are like the big essentials. The lighter. Definitely a lighter. You don't want to get there and not have a lighter, because then you can't smoke, you can't start a fire, and you can't cook.
Smoke like a stoner. Smoking is the most important part of it.
Smoking before eating.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. Is there anything that you have, like, bought that you would recommend that would help somebody's camping experience? Like a specific brand or something?
Not a particular brand, but what I recommend, what we bought is a canopy for outdoor use. And basically, we set it up like next to our tent. So our tent is like obviously got its own protection. It's got rain protection. But then the canopy is good because if you're ever in the rain and you don't want to be in your tent, then that's good to have, like, put your chairs under there and your stuff so it's not getting all wet. Otherwise, you're really shit out of luck if you get stuck in the rain. And I've seen that happen to people. And it's just not fun. It's like you're either in your tent waiting for the rain to stop or... And when you're in your tent, you're basically sitting or laying down. You can't do much else.
Yeah, there's... Oh, my God. Figure out what it says. Okay. See, the tent that I got, it's a tent for, I think, 4 or 6 people. I gotta look at the box again still. But it's got, like, a little screen room on it. So it was nice to have that division.
Yeah.
But I wish there was more space. So I can definitely understand that sun tent, that sunscreen that you gotta have out there. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very handy. Then some outdoor chairs, like some foldable chairs. Those are good. And just know what you're eating and how you're eating. Like, we have a cafe nearby. Where we go camping, but if you're kind of just relying on yourself and cooking, half stuff, like what we have is a grill basket, which is really handy to use over the fire.
It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's, we've made shrimp in it, we've made chicken in it, we've made burgers in it. And it's handy to have, especially when you're over the fire and you're kind of limited to the positioning and everything.
Okay.
So I would definitely recommend one of those. And then, like, tongs, kitchen stuff.
Okay. I'm bringing chicken, like, chicken leg quarters to try tomorrow while we camp. And that cute little grill. So much fucking fun to use. I was like, I built this humongous fucking fire in it. So I've been marinating the chicken overnight yesterday. And then it'll be ready for tomorrow. And I'm going to pack that ice and everything. I hope you want to try it. Because I brought their massive fucking legs.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
Yes, chicken.
I was thinking about bringing rice, too. I was like, rice camping is kind of hard.
It's hard because you have to have some way to boil the rice.
Well, I was going to get the microwavable bag ones where the rice is pretty much done. You just heat it up. But I was like, I don't want to bring a pot to put that in over the fire. So
yeah.
It's like,
The rice... It's probably one of those things that, like, if you're going to bring it, like, make it right before you go, take it with you, like, in a container and have it that night.
Yeah.
Because also, like, yeah, like, we can store stuff in the cooler, but, like, the cheese or the ham won't make it 2 days. So by, like, the second day, it's, like, you got to throw it out.
Yeah, it's green ham at that point, and not the fun kind. It's just, like, just green.
Yeah, so... just kind of plan ahead, have snacks, trail mix. If you're going to go if you're going to go hiking, some energy is definitely going to be needed. And mistake that, we have made in the past is because there is like a pool area and like a whole like lax area where like, people can hang out, in the campgrounds, we're like, oh, well, we can just wear our flip-flops there. And then, like, you don't bring boots. But, like, if it rains, if you do go hiking, if you do want to go even just for a walk, like, flip-flops are not ideal.
Always bring, that's my mistake from the last trip. My fucking running shoes I brought ruined. I can't wear them anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring a different pair of shoes and boots with me this time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Boots the house down.
Ooh. Oh, I might get a little cute little construction here. So I could be... I'm going to turn into... Okay. 3 thoughts hit my head at once. 1, I'm going to get construction boots. 2, I'm going to go gay hiking. But I have not understood what this gay hiking joke is. Whenever I've heard people say, oh, I'm going gay hiking, they're in leather gear. What is that? Is hiking a leather term that I don't know?
It's not a term that I know, I think that's just how, that's how I would gay hike. If okay. someone told me I was gay hiking.
Okay, now I know.
It's like, we're going gay hiking. Okay, I'll get the jock straps.
I've got the ball gag. I've got the whip ear. Let's go do this. Okay. I've always wondered if that was just a normal thing that I did not know about.
Yeah, no, not that I know.
Okay.
Okay, so a couple of you, any words to wrap up before we finish up our segment?
One thing I'm going to say, if you went on vacation and you are queer, go vacation and be as queer as you fucking want to be. Stay safe, still protect yourself and do everything that you need to do to protect yourself. But I put off vacationing to certain spots because I'm gay. Just because I was like, I'm gay, I probably shouldn't go there alone.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe, do what you want to do, figure it out.
Do your research.
Yes, do your research. Global warming's happening, and there's about to be a global drought in 2040. 19 years from now. So get it in while you can, because the world's going to go to shit soon.
Good points. Everyone, make sure you enjoy life before there's no more life.
Mm-hmm.
So before we wrap up, we talked about camping. My takeaway points are, what about gay camping? You got to make sure you bring your poppers, your lube. Bring the type of lube that you want to use, because you don't know where the other person's going to have lube or the right kind of lube that you want. Condoms. And that's just generally, like, bring your own condoms, always. And douching. So there's two things you can do. Three things. You can do the plastic bottle with the top, with the screw on top. You can do one of the bulbs, or you can do a fleet. For me, fleets have just always been the easiest, traditionally. I mean, I remember walking into the bathroom of that gay campground, and I was like, and I took the orange cap off my fleet and I threw it in the garbage can, and I stopped for a second, and then I looked in the garbage can, and there were like 15 orange caps in the garbage can. I was like, it can't be just me. It wasn't. But yeah, I mean, just know how to douche with a fleet if that's not traditionally how you douche.
Please,
I don't
read the box, please.
Yeah. Generally speaking, just don't use the liquid in it. Just dump it out and then refill with water.
Yes.
But listen to our Bottoming 101 episode if you have questions about that.
Oh, yes. Yes, available everywhere.
All right, so nice to catch up with everybody. We will see or speak to everybody soon.
Yes, we'll speak to you soon. Bye.